Bree Black, 27, Pompano Beach, Florida, July 3rd. The average life expectancy of a Black trans woman is 35 years. Like everyone, what she wanted from life was independence. Just the usual American dream with its varied and fixed rewards, health, the safety to travel, to walk without fear on the street, and at the end of the day, when it was time to sleep, silence. She wanted to live and be recognized in the world as a woman who could keep a job, enjoy her life, and have her own crowd. That weekend, on her own block, close to home, in the crowd was someone who shot her and ended her hard-won independence. No one can say if she was shot because she was a trans woman. The sheriff's department increased its initial offer of a reward in hopes that someone will want the money enough to break silence about what they saw and who killed Bree by gunshot in the street. Even after 10 o'clock, it's brazen to shoot someone in the street in the midst of a large and rowdy holiday weekend crowd. Someone must have heard the shot, even if it was far from silent, being a loud holiday, fireworks, and music to celebrate Independence Day. But keeping silent about witnessing a killing has its rewards, regardless of who did the shooting, and that the victim was a trans woman. American independence didn't change life for American women, or most men. Black people were expected to step into the street if they met a white person. If they didn't, they reaped a violent reward, public humiliation at least, or flogging before an angry crowd. No, it was a long time before many got what you could call independence, the freedom to learn, work, vote, marry whom they loved, and break silence about the many and unsubtle ways this country continued to try to silence them. Jim Crow and the marriage laws that essentially treated all women as property. Don't forget the ladies. So much for American independence. Still, many feel patriotism, or at least the desire to celebrate in the streets, gather together to barbecue, parade, drink beer, and in Florida, crowd the beaches. Then, once it's dark, a fireworks display is their just reward. Bree went out close to home to be part of the action, to celebrate, and her reward, American, taxpayer, employee, her parents' child, was to be forever silenced there, shot by an unseen killer who disappeared into the holiday crowd. 27 years old, she was the 10th Black and 19th trans woman killed in the first 7 months of the year. Shot and left dead in the street, you have to wonder what there is to celebrate when there's so little independence. The world offers very little in the way of rewards, even safety for trans women, undervalued and silenced, often by those they know on their own streets. The trans dead form their own crowd to demand for the living independence.